Well, greetings to you all. Bishop Vetter here, your bishop. I just returned from Rome. I'm still jet-lagged. I was there for the Ad Limina Apostolorum, to the threshold of the apostles, my visit with the Holy Father. As I said in a previous video, every 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, every bishop of the world needs to come to Rome, go to Rome, to meet with the Holy Father, and then also his offices, the curia, the people who work for the Universal Church over in Rome. And we send, before we go, a report, nice and thick, as you can see. It's called a quinquennial report, which means five, right, every 5 years, which, as you can see from the size of it, for the small diocese of Helena, it asks everything. It gives a complete record of the last 7 years of what took place in the Diocese of Helena. So that was mailed over, and they all had copies of it. And then I arrived. It was wonderful. It was on February 3rd. I won't forget that day. And that morning, Monday morning, all the bishops that were there from our region. So I should back up. So the United States is broken up into regions, as I described before. So we're in Region 12 here in the Diocese of Helena, which is Alaska, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, Washington. And there were 16 bishops. So we arrived Monday morning, 7 a.m. We had Mass in St. Peter's Basilica down at the tomb of St. Peter. It was very touching. And then right after, went upstairs, had a chance to go to confession, and then met with the Holy Father and the Papal Palace. And we were able to bring any seminarians that we had. We don't have any there from Helena. So I took my two nephews, Nicholas and Stephen, who are studying for the Diocese of Bismarck, and are going to be priests for the Diocese of Bismarck, a great honor. I was able to introduce them to Pope Francis when we came in. And when we arrived, Pope Francis looked at me, and I don't know if you've seen some of the photos. He was very excited, and I told him how young I was, that I was a bishop just over 2 months. And he said, "So young." And I said, "Well, that's your fault. You picked me." And he laughed, and he said, "Well, my condolences." And we laughed, and I introduced my nephews. And I told them that they're my nephews. And the Pope looks at me and he says, "It's a sin. Nepotism is a sin, having nephews and giving them places of power in the church. That's what nepotism is." He said, "Nepotism is a sin." And we had a good laugh. And I said, but Holy Father, I'm not their bishop. Now I'm the bishop in Helena." He said, "Oh, that's not a sin then." And it was just very delightful, very heartwarming. Then everyone left that weren't bishops, including all his assistants, except a translator was there. He closed the door, and he said, "For the next 2.5 hours, he's ours. Whatever we want to talk about, that he wants it to be very fraternal, we can say anything. What's happening in our own lives, in our diocese, if we have anything that we want to challenge him on." It was a complete open discussion. And it was, he just gave a wonderful, just a great role model for me, modeling how I should interact, especially with my priests that are co-workers with me, just as we're co-workers with the Pope. But as I was sitting there, it was so surreal. It was such a special moment, a very holy time. The scripture passage came back when Jesus tells Peter that they're going to strike the shepherd and the sheep are going to be scattered and you're going to be sifted, but when you're strengthened, when you are back with me, then you need to strengthen the brothers. And that's what I felt. I just heard that phrase over and over, strengthening the brothers. And that's what Pope Francis was doing for us as bishops. I was only a bishop 2.5 months, but I felt great encouragement from him, just so attentive. And then at the end of our 2.5 hours, we got to meet him again. He gave a gift. He gave us each a gift. He gave me a medal of the Blessed Mother and the Christ Child. Very nice. And some rosaries. And then we had a nice interaction, asking him to pray for me. And he took my hands and said, "You pray for me too." And then it was it. But it was an event, all of us, when we got back, all the bishops, we just looked at each other and said, "Can you believe that just happened?" It was just, none of us have ever experienced anything like that before. And really, the main reason we go on our ad limina is to go to the threshold, to the tombs of the apostles. So really, it was a pilgrimage, a journey for a sacred purpose. That was the main reason for us to pray at the apostles' tombs, and then to be encouraged and strengthened by our vicar of Christ on earth, the successor of Peter. Then we spent the rest of the week visiting the other offices. They kept us busy, but it was very informative for me, and they were there to help us. What can we do? And I was able to see just how much they do for the Universal Church and for me, and then how I would go about contacting them for particular help that I might need. And then the bishops, we went to, a group of us went to Siena, Italy, for a seven-day retreat, which was beautiful, very nice. Had a priest director at two conferences each day and just had some great fraternity with each other, but also just some nice prayer, a time to reflect of what's happened to me these last 3 months. And so that was very grateful for that. So know that you were in my prayers. I took all of you with me, right? That was my job. That's my vocation. I took all of you with me there, and I prayed for you. At each of those holy places, I had an opportunity to go and visit the tomb of St. Helena, which was very touching for me. Know of my continued prayers and pray for me. So I have my first ad limina under my belt, and it was wonderful. God bless you.